Well, good morning. We're glad that you joined us on the online service. On the online service is also the same place that the message part is on the bulletin. But I do the online service a little different. We call it the youth message because we're all young at heart and we're using a pretty much a modern media thing to do and to reach all the young people in our church. And that don't only mean from ages 0 to 99. That means all of us because we're all young at heart. So this is called the online youth message. And I entitled my message this morning, Soul Soup. Soul Soup. Did you ever make soup? Well, Judy makes a soup that I really like. It's canned corned beef. You know, the little can with the screw on it that you open up, and she uses that, and then she puts in all kinds of vegetables and all kinds of stuff, and it's just, I don't know, it's just an easy soup to make, but ooh, it is so good. Well, later on I'll tell you what I mean by soul soup. And our reading this morning comes from John chapter 2, verses 13 through 25. God's word says this. This is about Jesus, if you remember some of your Bible story, when he went in and cleared the temple. Kicked all the bad people out of the temple that was defacing God. Well, here it is, and it starts in verse 13. It was time for the annual Passover celebration, and Jesus went to Jerusalem. In the temple area, he saw merchants selling cattle and sheep and doves for sacrifices. And he saw money changers behind their counters. Jesus made a whip from some ropes, and he chased them all out of the temple. I would have loved to have been there. He drove out the sheep, the oxen, scattered money all over the place, all over the floor, turned over the tables. And then going over to the people who sold doves, and he told them, "Get these things out of here. Don't turn my father's house into a marketplace." And the disciples remembered this prophecy from Scripture. Passion for God's house burns within me. Wow. So, what right do you have to do these things? Jesus was asked by the Jewish leaders. If you have this authority from God, show us a miraculous sign to prove it. All right, Jesus said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. What? They exclaimed. It took over 46 years to build this temple, and you can do it in 3 days? But by this temple, Jesus meant his own body. He was raised from the dead. And the disciples remembered that he said this, and they believed both Jesus and the Scripture. Because of the miraculous signs that he did in Jerusalem at the Passover celebration, many people were convinced that he was indeed the Messiah, the true Son of God. But Jesus didn't trust them, because he knew what people really were like. No one needed to tell him about human nature. He is experiencing it firsthand. Wow. That prophecy, by the way, is in Psalm 69:9. Now, that's what's so important about how Jesus came into the world. Talking about there, no one needed to tell him about human nature. You know why? Even though he was God, he came into this world as a sinless baby. You remember the Holy Spirit touched Mary and told Mary that she would be conceived by the Holy Spirit and carry the Son of the living God. And then he was born into this world just like you and I were born into the world. But he was born into the world as a sinless child. And he grew up with wisdom and stature as the Bible talks about. But you know what's really neat is that he understood human nature. Because he was God, and he was also human. It's interesting that that's why it makes him the perfect intercessor for us. Because he can say, "Daddy, I know how they feel. You remember when I was there and I had to deal with all this human stuff? It was really awesome, so I understand. But here we are getting ready to come to a special time on the church calendar. Some people call it Easter. I call it Resurrection Sunday because it was a special day when God was raised from the dead. So I like to call it Resurrection Sunday. But it talked about when Jesus was there for the annual Passover celebration. The Passover celebration, as we do when we do Holy Communion, it's celebrating God delivering the Jews out of the bondage in Egypt. So it was a special time to come together and prepare the meal. And when he was getting ready to go to the Passover celebration, he went into the temple, or like going into the church, and he sees people selling stuff, you know, doves and pigeons and sheep, and it aggravated him because he did not want his father's house to be desecrated that way. Now, we all know about what he was talking about the temple being cast down, and in 3 days he would build it back up. We now have a picture in our mind's eye about the temple and what it looked like when Jesus was alive. But we do know some things about it. Now, we don't really know. Well, you see pictures and drawing of the temple. But we really don't know what the temple in Jerusalem looked like at the time when Jesus was alive. But one thing we do know, some things about it. It was very big. It was expansive. It was built out of big, heavy stones. Most of the buildings in Jerusalem were built out of these stones. But these were special stones. And they had building all around, and there was a wall around the building, and there was doors in it. And we know that the temple in Jerusalem, as it said in Scripture, took years to build, and it cost a lot of money. That means whatever it looked like, the temple in Jerusalem was big, a big building in Jesus' time. And it was an exciting place to visit. See, when Jesus was a little boy, he must have been amazed on how this building was and how big it was. He may have thought that a lot of people thought who went there were special people. They thought that the Jerusalem temple would probably last forever. It was so huge. And no, looked like nobody could ever tear it down. That's why it was so amazing to his enemies when Jesus said one time while standing right in front of the temple, "You can destroy this temple and in 3 days I will raise it up." Now, you can imagine that sounded crazy to people who were there at the time. They looked at this big temple. How's this guy going to tear it down and build it back up in 3 days? They thought, he's crazy. It took years and years to build that temple. Nobody could rebuild it in 3 days. No way. But the Bible tells us that Jesus really wasn't talking about the stone building where he was standing, where he said these words. Do you remember what Jesus was really talking about? Yeah, Jesus was really talking about his own body. Do you think that it's strange to call your body a temple? I don't think so, because God said we, individual human people, are temples of the Holy Spirit. Actually, the Bible tells us that our bodies are special. They're made in the image of God. And God lives right inside of us. So when Jesus said that he would raise up this temple, he really meant his own body. You remember what Jesus did that in only 3 days? You know, during this time we're coming up, Resurrection Sunday, when Jesus was crucified and put in the grave, and then he was raised from the dead in 3 days. Many people saw him, and he promised also to come back again. Resurrection Sunday is coming soon. It's when the season of Lent is over. And that's where we are now. We're right in the season of Lent. You know, the 40 days where we think about our relationship with God. And we also know that we have souls. Christians can do all kind of things to help boost our spirit and soothe our soul. But the only thing that can truly heal a broken spirit or depleted spirit is the presence of the Holy Spirit. You know, when you really get down in the dumps, you say, God, touch me. In that secret place, Give me that special ingredient that I need for my soul soup. The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Corinthian church, spoke of the body as a temple also for the Holy Spirit, and that we are to nurture the Spirit within us so that we become a living and holy vehicle for God's grace. But there's consequences in this area that we live in, both spiritually and physically. But in order for our bodies and minds and spirit to be truly the temple of God's glory, we need to make time and make space for Jesus in our lives. So how do we do that? How do we do this soul soup in the spiritual realm? Well, we do it with prayer. We do it with worship. We do it in meditation and time spent with the Lord in a quiet and personal place. You know, we do need to take time in a quiet and personal place, whether it's on a bench or under a tree or somewhere. It says in the Psalm, "Be still and know that I'm God." So that's how we can have some soul soup for our spirit, just as we can have that kind of good soup that I was telling you about that Miss Judy makes. But that's good for our physical body. But the soul soup that we need for our bodies, the spiritual part of our bodies, is to truly make space and time for prayer, worship, and saying, "Thank you, Jesus, for loving me so much." Amen. Hope to talk to you soon. We love you. We miss you. And looking forward to when we can get back together again soon in person. But in the meantime, stay in touch with Tina, Tina too, and Travis, and Carol Morgan. And this is your pastor signing off for the day, saying, "I love you too, and so does God." Amen.